There's no respite for investors worried about Europe's ongoing debt crisis. The latest bad news comes from France. It was warned today that rising bond rates and slow growth could spark a credit downgrade for the country. That would seem to leave Germany as a sole major member in good standing of the Eurozone. The German economy is doing pretty well still. In fact, that barometer of economic health known as Starbucks continues to look for expansion in Germany. Reporter Miriam Widman in Berlin isn't sure that's a good thing.
Before I tell you about how Starbucks is trying to take over Europe, you should know that I lived in Oregon for a long time, and I really like coffee. But I don't like Starbucks. I'm from Portland. It's from Seattle. So when I moved to Berlin this summer, I was really surprised and not especially pleased. Land at the airport? Starbucks. Visit the super tall television tower, a tourist site? Starbucks. You even go to the Brandenburg Gate, a really historic place. Starbucks. That's like having a German hot dog stand at the base of the Statue of Liberty. And here's the thing. Italy gets all the press about its coffee, but Germany has a long-standing coffee culture of its own. Some cafes have been around here for nearly two centuries. So why are people grabbing tall mocha lattes at Starbucks, a Seattle chain, when they could sit down at a local joint and enjoy a cafe? Coffee roaster Gerhard Ritter says snagging prime real estate has helped. Starbucks is everywhere you want to be, but also... Ritter says you know what to expect at Starbucks, whether you go to a cafe in Berlin or London or anywhere else. And people like that. A lot like another American export. Ritter says Starbucks is a bit like Coca-Cola. I asked Doreen Erko, who sells me my morning Schrippen or rolls at the local bakery, why Berliners drink coffee from a Seattle chain. She says lots of young people go to Starbucks because it's cool and hip, and so many characters in the popular American TV shows go there too.
Durch Sex and the City, Two and a Half Men.
But here's the thing. Cool and hip comes with a hefty price. Berliners pay up to 50% more for Starbucks coffee. Over in a residential part of town near where I live, a group of teenagers congregates outside a Starbucks.
Ich mag so irgendwelche mit Vanille oder sowas.
Yeah, it's a little bit expensive, the kids say, but the coffee just tastes better. One girl likes the atmosphere. A boy says he loves drinks with vanilla, and the kids all agree the milkshakes are tops. So the frou-frou drinks sell well. And Starbucks is obviously doing some things right. It has great branding and marketing, fabulous locations, and people actually like the drinks. But not everyone in Berlin is a Starbucks fan. Jürgen Tasing is a German city planner who practices Berlin's coffee and cake tradition nearly every day. He bikes, of course, to Café Buchwald, a nearly 160-year-old cafe, for his so-called lunch, a piece of homemade cake with whipped cream and coffee.
Haben die überhaupt Kuchen?
Does Starbucks even have cake? I wouldn't expect the cakes to have any kind of handmade quality. I'd expect a kind of industrial quality.
Sondern würde eher eine Industriequalität erwarten.
But even if the cakes were up to his standards, Tasing wouldn't go to Starbucks.
Ich möchte keine Kette unterstützen, sondern
I don't want to support a chain, but prefer to go to a local business, like Café Buchwald, where I know who gets my money.
Wer mein Geld bekommt.
There are more than a few people who agree with Tasing. Despite some very busy stores, Starbucks hasn't had an easy time. It has around 150 stores in all of Germany, less than the number in Manhattan. One analyst report said Starbucks in Europe remained a laggard. Despite repeated attempts to get an interview, Starbucks said no one could speak with me before January. For The World, I'm Miriam Widman in Berlin.